Life Off Slack is Good News Broadcast, speaking to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing real well. I'm excited to speak with you because you're a good news person.
You
write a blog, and you're just about happiness. And tell us a little bit about yourself, and how'd you get into sharing the good in the world?
Well, I am a mom of 6 children, from the age 28 all the way down to 11, and I just have always had a passion for sharing information with other people, especially things that can make our lives better. And so one of the things that I feel like a lot of people struggle with is unhappiness. And so as I pursued being happy, I found different ways to just, you know, kind of level up on happiness. And I thought, you know, what better way to give back to the world than to share kind of some of these strategies about maintaining our happiness with everyone else.
That's good. That's great. Well, you have some strategies? What are they?
Well, over the years, I have collected strategies from other experts, and I have implemented them into my life, and I've practiced them. And, yeah, so you want me to tell you some of the things that I personally do?
Yes, because I know you and I had a conversation. You're involved with a web building company that has one of those gorgeous websites, mm-hmm. and themes and so on. So, and have a nice family. I saw your pictures of the family and things. So, yeah, I want to be you.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job spreading happiness yourself there, Paul. But some of the things that I personally do, one thing that has really helped me over the years is to get up in time for morning sunlight. So one of the first things I do is I spend the morning outside. Either I take my dog for a walk, or I have coffee on the balcony. And if it's, you know, bad weather outside, I'll just at least open my blinds and let the natural light come inside, because I've found that natural light tends to make us happier. And so that's one of the first things that I do every day without fail, is I make sure that I get light. So that has helped a lot. And then another part of that that kind of goes hand in hand with the sunlight is exercise. And so whenever we get our blood pumping and we're moving our body, and especially, you know, for those of us who are able-bodied and can, you know, move around and walk, that's really important to not take that for granted. There are so many people on this earth who don't have that privilege to be able to walk. So that's something to be thankful for. And so as I'm walking every day, I just express my gratitude that I am able to do that, and I enjoy the outdoors. So that's another part of it. So that is just a really good way to start off the day with kind of happiness in your favor. And so that's just part of my routine. And my routine is another part of, I feel like, practicing happiness. So when I do the same things, you know, kind of getting in a routine of practicing these, what I would call happiness hacks or happiness habits, it tends to make me feel happier. And then another really important thing, I think, Paul, is to try to avoid complaining a lot. Try to see the happier or the more positive side, even if you're like me, a person who doesn't naturally see things optimistically. Just to practice seeing things in a more positive light, and after a while of practicing it, you will get better at it.
Good. I like the art of positive thinking.
Yeah.
I believe a truism. I believe actually everything you just said, I agree with wholeheartedly, and even scientifically. I worked on the Brain series for PBS back in the early 80s, and we did a story about light and about as affecting winter depressed people, because, you know, the sunlight is not as intense during the winter times. And we showed, even this was early on with PET scans, and we showed how the hypothalamus would grow. your mind would grow, your body grows. But we like sun, we like light, and we like energy.
Right.
Exercise, that also increases the blood cells' interaction. So mm-hmm. you're on to something here. I'll agree with you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it is scientifically proven. And I think a couple of things that go along with that is getting a good night's sleep. And so a lot of times when people struggle to get good sleep, they tend to be a little bit depressed. And so getting practicing sleep hygiene, really good sleep hygiene habits, is another thing that can contribute to our happiness. And then on a little bit more of a physical side, I think it's really important if you are a person who tends to be happy most of the time and suddenly you find yourself feeling unhappy, it's a good idea to go to the doctor and have some lab work done, because a deficiency in certain nutrients can actually cause us to have depression. And one of the things that I've found a lot of times with people is when they are deficient in vitamin D, which is actually a hormone, when we are deficient in vitamin D, we can become depressed. And so it's really important to make sure that we're staying on top of this. And our B vitamins are very important for happiness. And so when we get really low in these things, sometimes we can experience mild to moderate depression.
Right. I, another one thing I agree with. I think that my doctor had D3. I think I take D3.
Yeah. Taking D3 with K2 is, yeah, a really good thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Is that R2, D2? You know, like Star Wars? No.
Yes. Taking vitamin K2 with vitamin D3 actually helps your body to absorb the vitamin D. Makes it more bioavailable.
I've never seen K2. I don't know what K2 is. I'll have to
mm-hmm.
look.
Yeah, they actually do sell supplements, a combination of the two.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. I don't know much about that one. I like the word here, and I believe it's very, very powerful word, the word perspective. And I
yes.
use it here. It's all about
yes.
perspective. You sent me. And what do you mean by that?
Well, I think the way we tend to look at things can change how we feel about them. So Gary Rogers was someone that I had on my podcast a while back, and I asked him for a happiness hack, and what he told me, and I loved this quote, was that the pursuit of happiness is forged on the battlefield of the mind. And really, in my mind, just to boil it down to the most basic statement, is it's all about perspective. So, you know, perhaps like we were talking about the weather and rain and sunshine. So one example that I like to give people is, you know, say you wake up on the weekend and you're ready to just enjoy a weekend and you have all these plans, and then you pull back the curtains and all you see outside is just rain and gray, kind of gloomy weather, and you think, oh no, my weekend is ruined now. Oh, I'm so sad. You know, so that's kind of the perspective that you could have that would be kind of an unhappiness kind of side of it. But what if instead of seeing that rainy day with a, you know, kind of a dreary look outside, you decided, wow, this is a great opportunity for me to like snuggle up and get cozy on my couch and light a fire and grab that book I'm behind on. I've been wanting to read that book, and I'm going to make myself a cup of hot tea with a little splash of honey, and I'm just going to curl up with this blanket and just listen to relaxing music and listen to the rain and read this book. So it's kind of a matter of how you choose to look at things. So you can choose to look at it as a lost opportunity to spend the weekend outside, perhaps. Or you can see it as an opportunity to catch up on reading, to take a little bit of rest and practice a little bit of self-care. So I think that's an easy example for people to see.
I'm going to ask you one last question, then another, got just a couple of questions about the piece and so on. But so how does Rebecca do this with six kids?
Well, I actually only have a couple left at home. Most of them have grown up and left the nest. But I think for me, my kids have kept me on my toes with practicing happiness, because the last thing that my children wanted to see was a scowl on my face. And so a lot of times as a mom, you know, my kids would look at me and they were like, you know, if I have my eyebrows, you know, furrowed, or if I have like the wrinkles between my, you know, eyebrows, they're looking at me and they're like, Mom, what's wrong? So it's just been one of the things that I've practiced over the years, is to remember, you know, my facial expression communicates a lot to my children, and they don't want to see me scowling all the time. And so I just would think about that. What if there was a mirror on their forehead and it kind of showed me what I looked like? So I think the children have actually contributed to my happiness over the years, to be honest.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they mm-hmm. have. Their faces, I'm sure they give you a little aggravation too, but the point is,
for sure. None of us are free of that. I tell you, they have definitely tried me over the years.
But the big picture is, where I'm a grandpa, so I'm a lucky duck here.
That's sweet.
In that regard. So let me ask you just too, and I love to talk to you again because I really like your energy and your perspective of positive thinking, and you express it very, very kindly. So I love that. You know, we're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace. And we created a movie also, Peace, Love, and Hope, based off of Woodstock, a project that I did many years ago. And so I asked many people, and if I could ask you, what is peace for you, Rebecca?
Wow, that's a really hard question. Well, I think peace for me is just remembering that, you know, we can't control everything around us. You know, there's all of these circumstances and things that happen in life. And, you know, we could get bogged down in anxiety and stress and feelings of helplessness. You know, just these thoughts that everything around us can become so overwhelming because we can't be in control of everything. And so sometimes when we allow that to come in and kind of steal our peace, then we find ourselves feeling fear and anxiety and unhappiness. And so I think it's really important to just keep our mind focused. And, you know, to have a, you know, faith in a higher power is something that I practice. And so I think just realizing that we can't be in control of everything, and just to the things that we can control, focus on those, and the things that we're not in control of, you know, I put my trust in God to, you know, take care of those things that are out of my control. For example, I think a lot of people can get really distraught when they start trying to help the environment. I actually have a second website that's all about reducing waste and, you know, going green and being more eco-friendly. And sometimes when you research a lot of these things, or how people are using too much plastic and how the animals are dying here and there and all these trees are being cut down, it can become very overwhelming. But you have to realize that you're just one person, but when everyone together does what they can do, one person here, one person there, one person, you know, all of us, just one person, add up to a lot of people. So it's important to remember to do what you can do, but just to remember that pursuit of happiness is in your mind. You can only control what's in your little realm and what is in your mind. So I think it's just really important to focus on that, it's good to see the big picture, but sometimes when you try to take in the whole great big picture and feel like, oh, this is way too overwhelming, I'm helpless, I'm just one person. One person adds up to a lot of people when we're all working together.
I agree with you. I would say our men and our women, I always say. thank you so much, and I want to thank you for, I know you were in the service there for a while too, and I want to thank you for that outreach and doing that kind of work as well. And websites that you have are what?
My first website
is
Thank you. My first website is thatorganicmom.com, And that's all about healthy living and wellness and sleep hygiene. And then my second website is kind of a community project for reducing waste. It's called Waste Free Tennessee. And you can either spell out the word Tennessee or you can use the abbreviation. Both go to the same website.
Okay. Becca, thank you so much for sharing your good news with us today.
Thank you, Paul. I enjoy talking to you so much, and I appreciate the work you do, too.
I thank you for that. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.